What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are hopping back into an AI tool highlight today. The Daily Digest deluge has come to an end for now. And today we're talking about a new player in the AI image generation game or media generation game, and that is Flux, or Flux 0.1 to be specific. And I will link to the blog post or announcement from Black Forest Labs, which is the company behind Flux 0.1. And in this blog post, they announced the launch of Black Forest Labs with the goal of building highly capable, cutting-edge media generation tools with AI. So image and video gen tools. The announcement post goes on to talk about the team at Black Forest Labs, and I'll just read directly from the post here. Quote unquote, "We are a team of distinguished AI researchers and engineers with an outstanding track record in developing foundational generative AI models in academic, industrial, and open source environments." And they also cover that track record of development in the AI space, saying that they are behind the creation of tools like VQGAN, latent diffusion, as well as a couple of stable diffusion models for image and video generation, including Stable Diffusion XL, Stable Video Diffusion, and Rectified Flow Transformers. So obviously, it's a ton of AI development muscle behind the team at Flux 0.1. As is the case with most of these AI startups, they are committed to widely accessible models and hope to increase transparency and accessibility into the technology that is being used in generative AI. So we are always a proponent of that here at the AI Marketing Navigator. Of course, it always pays to pay attention to how these models are training. I know there has been a bunch of controversy around these video and image gen models training off of a bunch of material, whether it's YouTube or other possibly copyrighted material. And I think that's probably the case at Flux 0.1 as well, judging from some of the rumblings. So always keep that in mind. Try and use these tools for more of an inspiration and brainstorming tool at this point, and really, really be careful with copyrighted materials in your production and your final assets. Anyway, the team at Black Forest Labs also has the attention and backing of some big names in venture capital and funding. According to the article here or the post, they closed their recent series seed funding round at $31 million. And the main investor is Andreessen Horowitz, as well as a bunch of other investors. Definitely check out the article for sure. There it goes into a bit more detail. In a further effort to make the tool not only more accessible, but more applicable across different practices, the team has created three variants of the Flux 0.1 model. There is Flux 0.1 Pro, Flux 0.1 Dev, and Flux 0.1 Schnell. And I'll just read a little highlight for each model here from the Flux 0.1 Pro, quote unquote, "The best of Flux 0.1, offering state-of-the-art performance image generation with top-of-the-line prompt following visual quality, image detail, and output diversity." So it sounds like this is their flagship model, the main one. Then there is Flux 0.1 Dev, which, quote unquote, "is an open weight guidance distilled model for non-commercial applications. Directly distilled from Flux 0.1 Pro, Flux 0.1 Dev obtains similar quality and capabilities while being more efficient than a standard model of the same size." So it sounds like this is a more of a lightweight sandbox model, maybe not meant to be used for production tools or production development. And then lastly, there is Flux 0.1 Schnell, which is, quote unquote, "our fastest model and is tailored for local development and personal use." Flux 0.1 Schnell is openly available under an Apache 2.0 license. So it sounds like this is a model that's built specifically for speed. Not only that, it is the open source model that's made available under that Apache 2.0 license. Again, definitely check out the blog post at blackforestlabs.ai, linked in the show notes. They go through a lot of the technical specs of the model and how it's a new benchmark for generative media AI. They claim in here the post here that their model beats out popular models like Midjourney, DALL-E, and others in the categories of visual quality, prompt following, size, and aspect variability. typography, all of these categories, they claim to beat out other competitors. So shots definitely fired by Flux.1. Then they wrap up the post with, no big deal, just an announcement that next to come is their text-to-video system. And they say, quote unquote, "Our video models will unlock precise creation and editing at high definition and unprecedented speed. We are committed to continue pioneering the future of generative media." Okay, so now I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen. We're going to hop over to the Flux dev model, and it's being run on replicate.com, which I'm pretty sure is a repository similar to Hugging Face and GitHub. And here they have a few examples in a playground environment of the Flux dev. So I'm just going to take you through a couple of these for those of you watching on video. Here we have a beautiful looking Black Forest cake. Love the reference to Black Forest Labs. And they also have the prompt here spelling out the words Flux dev. And you can see that it nailed it in the image that's generated. We have a couple more inputs here that you can give to the model, things we've seen before, like the aspect ratio. In this case, it's a 1-to-1 or a square. You can enter the image file for image-to-image mode. So it looks like you can also do some image-to-image prompt engineering or direction here. There's prompt strength, the number of outputs that you want, number of inference steps, and a few other different inputs. And it looks like it's quite detailed here. So definitely check out the tool on replicate.com. They have a few more examples of like a skater. So this one, the prompt was women's street skateboarding final in Paris Olympics 2024. And it does a pretty good job as far as the AI generated humans. I do see a couple familiar issues, let's say, with a couple facial features and some fingers and hands, which are always a challenge for these images, but not bad. It's pretty strong, I will say. Check out these examples for sure. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.